The game is over. Your Bucks postgame show starts now. Welcome to Bucks Talk. Insight, analysis, and your chance to sound off on the game you just heard. Now to break it all down, here's your host, Justin Garcia.
Well, it's a win. So the Bucks improved to 2-1 on the season. I'm not sure it's a win you feel all that great about. Felt very good about what we saw the first three quarters of this game. And defensively, you felt pretty good about what you saw the first two quarters. We had talked quite a bit following the loss last night about that defense. We heard from Adrian Griffin talking about some of the transition issues that had faced this team as well defensively. It seemed as though those were cleaned up in the first half tonight. And a lot of those connectivity issues, tracking the shooters, getting back in transition, all of that seemed to work tonight. Bobby Portis, a big spark I want to get to as well. But for whatever reason, when the Bucks face the Miami Heat, it just brings out this type of version, this zombie version of the Heat that just simply refuses to go away, especially what we saw in the spring in that first-round series. And we nearly saw it once again tonight with Miami erasing, nearly fully erasing, a 25-point deficit and making this closer than it should have been before ultimately falling short. 122-114, our final score here inside of Fiserv Forum. I'm Justin Garcia. You've tuned into Bucks Talk, and we are here until 11 p.m. this evening. There were positive takeaways from this game as well, continued positive takeaways from Giannis when it comes to the free throw shooting. I want to touch on that. But I mentioned Bobby Portis and the boost that he gave this team. We heard some thoughts from head coach Adrian Griffin as well in what Bobby Portis brings to the team. And I do want to get to some of those things that that Griff had to say about Bobby Portis. I could tell when I was in Toronto that Bobby was a fan favorite just from being in this building and seeing his interaction. He's so engaging with the fans. He's the people's champion, is what head coach Adrian Griffin said, and talked about his personality, the work that he puts in, his good upbringing, and how passionate he is about the game on and off the court, the passion that he has. You see him with the fans, it's genuine, it's authentic, and it really does seem like, I know I mentioned this briefly during the broadcast with Dave, it really does seem like this is an ideal system for Bobby Portis to play in. That is not by any means a shot at the previous coaching staff or at head coach Mike Budenholzer. I just think when you look at what Adrian Griffin wants to do, and how he asks his players to do it. We've touched quite a bit on the changes defensively. This is going to be a much more aggressive defense. You're going to see more fouls and more free throw shooting from the opponent, but they're going to pressure the ball. They're going to step out on the perimeter quite a bit. They're going to go for steals. Bobby Portis has some good hands, and Bobby Portis is certainly not a rim protector. I think when you ask him to step out on the pick and roll, when you ask him to engage with the ball handlers, that's a much better fit than what the Bucks had done in the past. And we saw that in the second quarter when Bobby was a big reason for that spark. Not only the work he was putting in on the glass, the point production he was getting, back-to-back sequences where Bobby Portis's defense led to a steal and a breakaway, those are the types of plays I think we're going to see quite a bit of from Bobby Portis this upcoming season. It really does seem like what the Bucks are going to do under Adrian Griffin, that system and the way they will play, is a perfect fit for Bobby Portis. 855-616-1620 is the number to join us tonight on Bucks Talk. More of those positives that I mentioned that we saw from Giannis, what it is about this Miami Heat team that just refuses to go away. And we talked quite a bit last night and a little bit on the pregame today as well about the in-season tournament that comes your way on Friday. And we did see a new wrinkle added today as well. We'll explain the details after this on Bucks Talk. .122-114, Bucks beat the Miami Heat tonight. So the good, it is a 2-1 start under head coach Adrian Griffin. You beat the Miami Heat. Look, I know the faces have changed somewhat. You didn't see Jimmy Butler at all in the fourth quarter. Caleb Martin did not play in this game. Bam Adebayo did not play in this game. some of those other faces gone in the offseason in Max Strus and Caleb Martin, or Max Strus and Gabe Vincent. Strus in Cleveland with the Cavaliers, now Vincent with the Lakers. But you did get a win. But it's one of those rare instances where you don't leave feeling all that great. I think that the big difference is, look, we spent quite a bit of time talking about this on last night's show. It's going to take time. We heard from Cameron Payne after the game, and he talked about reps being what's most important for this team. You didn't see Chris until the final preseason game. So there were so many minutes that you missed out on having Giannis and Chris and Brooke and Dame on the floor. Malik Beasley as well as that fifth starter. Even guys like Cameron Payne and the rest of the second unit to get some minutes with portions of that group. Also keep in mind, this is a brand new offense. New concepts, new schemes, same defensively. You're learning that and you're learning new teammates and their tendencies. It's going to take time. And I keep going back to 2021 and the amount of time we saw for that team to develop that chemistry and round into form. It wasn't until around the All-Star break that you started to feel like, all right, this team is starting to come together. I don't know how long it's going to be. But I can tell you it's not going to be three games. It's not going to be five games. It's not anything that by the time that game on Friday against the New York Knicks comes and goes, we won't be saying, okay, the Bucks have figured it out, and now this is the team we can expect to see going forward. It is going to take time. You're going to have to be patient with what you see. But if we just go back to Thursday night against the Philadelphia 76ers, you're getting some of these reps in closing situations. Now, tonight, that was the bad from what we saw. Good in the sense that you won, but the way you closed this game, not quite as strong as the way you did against the Sixers on Thursday. But you're developing more of those reps and opportunities, and that's what it's going to take for this team to get through this and ultimately become the version of the Bucks that we expect to see headed into the playoffs. And who knows? Maybe these two teams, the Bucks and the Miami Heat, will be on a collision course once again in the postseason. It's happened three times in the last 4 years, 5 years, and each of those times, the team that won that series went on to represent the Eastern Conference in the NBA Finals. 855-616-1620, the number to join us tonight on Bucks Talk. And look, these two teams are going to play again in about a month, and that is going to be a part of the in-season tournament. As we talked about last night, the Bucks group features the New York Knicks, the Miami Heat, the Washington Wizards, and the Charlotte Hornets. The Bucks are going to be the favorite to come out of their group. So you have six group winners and then one team that finished second in each conference. The team with the best record that finished second in those group games, that is your fourth quarterfinals team for the conference version of this play-in of this in-season tournament. When these two teams face off again at the end of November, you're going to have another month under your belts if you're the Bucks under Adrian Griffin's system, playing with a Damian Lillard, playing with a Malik Beasley, 40% of your starting lineup, brand new. Some of those role players on the second unit. Cameron Payne, who we mentioned, he's new to this group. You're going to have about a month under your belt with Cameron Payne getting more and more reps to run that second unit offense. Some of the young guys as well, another month under your belt. So both these teams are going to look different when they face each other again at the end of November, assuming health is not an issue. As we mentioned, all the names you didn't see for the Miami Heat tonight, you saw the names tonight for the Bucks, but they just need some time. And I think reps is the word I will keep going back to. The way Cameron Payne put it, that's your big takeaway. It is going to take games, it's going to take minutes, it's going to take reps, all of that, for this team to round into form. But if you can pick up wins while you're doing it, that's going to be the big thing here. 855-616-1620 is the number to join us tonight on Bucks Talk. About 30 minutes left on the show. When we come back, I want to take a look at Chris Middleton and what he brought to the team tonight. We've got a very, very small sample size of Chris Middleton action so far this season, but I think what we've seen so far has been very, very good. And I think Adrian Griffin had some interesting things to say about Chris. We'll tell you those comments and get to what we've seen from Chris in these two games this season next on Bucks Talk. Eight-point win for the Bucks tonight at Fiserv Forum. I don't know if it's a revenge game or extracting revenge because, number one, this is the regular season and the Miami Heat did this to the Bucks as an 8 seed in the postseason. And secondly, all those names that we mentioned that were not on the floor tonight for the Miami Heat. But one name that was on the floor tonight for the Bucks is Chris Middleton. Did not play last night, and we knew that was going to be the case. When we saw the injury report, Chris, the only name on there, and told, look, this is part of the ramp-up plan. There was, I suppose we can say, a report by Chris Haynes during the season opener this past Thursday that the plan, according to what Chris Haynes had heard, is for Chris to kind of go through this and experience some limited minutes for the first six or seven games of the season before he's fully up to speed and they take the training wheels off, so to speak. 17 minutes tonight for Chris. He played 16 minutes in the season opener. And in both of those games, Thursday against the Sixers, tonight against the Heat, 12 minutes in the first half and 4 minutes, roughly, five-ish minutes tonight in the third quarter, no playing at all in the fourth quarter. So when we talk about some of the names that were not on the floor for the Heat, you didn't have Chris Middleton in the fourth quarter. And again, that's when things started to go south. We heard Adrian Griffin talk about, look, this is a learning experience for me too, when I saw some of the things that weren't working, to learn from it and know, okay, do I need another ball handler on the floor? Do we need to change some of the lineups that we're throwing out there in the stretch drive and closing things out? And Chris Middleton's a big piece of that, as he even pointed out. Look, Chris does so much for this team. He's a ball handler. He can set other guys up. But I thought the 33-ish minutes, 32 and a half minutes that we've seen from Chris Middleton this season, I think what we've seen from him this season, I think Chris has looked very, very good. He does not look stiff. He doesn't look to be slowed at all. And look, when we go back to this postseason series last spring against the Heat, I think that was the case. That you could look at Chris Middleton and say, there's something that's just not right there. He doesn't look quite as fluid or as quick. That hasn't been the case tonight. And there was one play specifically to me as you watched it happen that made you think, okay, I feel pretty good about Chris Middleton. I have no concerns going forward. Because it was one of those Chris Middleton plays where he is fouled on a three-pointer, but he absorbed some contact on that knee that went through the surgery and had to awkwardly find where is he going to plant his foot to not fall down. To go through all that, get up, look perfectly fine and comfortable doing it, that to me was the sign of, okay, he's fine. Defensively is where you would have had the big questions of who can he stick with. He couldn't stick with Jimmy Butler last year. Nobody could stick with Jimmy Butler in that first-round series. Tonight we saw Giannis take that challenge a couple of times throughout the game, in the third quarter, in the first quarter. Giannis stayed out of foul trouble. We saw Jay Crowder take that on. Those are going to be the types of guys that the Bucks are looking to throw out there. And by the way, speaking of Giannis, you may have seen on his way into the arena tonight, he was wearing an Incredible Hulk mask and hands. While Giannis sat down to address the media just a couple of moments ago, he was wearing that same mask and Hulk hands while talking to the media. But Chris Middleton, I think, has looked very good so far, and as he gets fully up to speed, even if it's 10 games, whatever it is, when you throw him into that mix, that's your third option. And you think about what that's going to do for this offense, not just his scoring ability, But as Adrian Griffin said, his ball handling ability, everything else that he brings to the team. And what struck me the most about Chris Middleton and about what Adrian Griffin had to say about Chris Middleton was, you know, the way he described Giannis and Chris individually. Giannis is the heart and soul, but Chris Middleton is the glue. He pulls everyone together and makes everyone better. He's a high IQ player. When he's not on the floor, he's missed. He's progressing every day, and I look forward to the day that we can really throw those guys out there for an extended amount of time. So, you know, Adrian Griffin already sees this guy. When we talk about the connectivity, that's a big piece of Chris Middleton's game on both ends of the floor. 855-616-1620, the number to join us tonight on Bucks Talk. Head to the phone lines, talk with Justin in North Carolina. What's going on tonight, Justin?
Hey, man, I'm just so excited anytime we beat this Miami Heat. I don't care if it's the Dade County Boys and Girls Club. I don't want them to win anything. I had a unique experience tonight being in Richmond, Virginia for work. I had to listen to the game with Dave Kane on the radio, and that's just – it's amazing. He does a hell of a job, and so do you, JG, on the air, and I just really enjoyed it tonight. But I'm going to tell you something. If Chris Middleton plays this entire game, I don't think we see a fourth quarter from any of our starters, and we're talking about our young boys being in the game playing this out. But so the next time we play him is going to be for this new cup thing we have going on, right?
It's going to be a part of that, yeah.
It's going to be a part of it. We got to beat the Knicks on Friday. We got to beat the Hornets the following Friday, and then we're going to play these guys again. So at first I was kind of with you guys a couple games ago with Dick, with my guy Dick. Shout out to Dick in Port Washington. But I was like, man, I don't really care. But now, as I sit being a guy that saw every bad Bucks team, I want that regular season cup. I want that postseason cup. I want every possible cup we can get, every banner we can get in Milwaukee. And I don't know, Justin, I'm just so excited right now. And we got to keep in mind, Brook Lopez had a bad shooting night tonight. Malik Beasley had a bad shooting night tonight. And we still found a way to beat these guys. And one thing about Spoelstra, as much as we all hate him in Milwaukee, he gets his guys ready to play. So this is an impressive win for me. The Philadelphia win is impressive. And like you were just saying, with the glue, with Middleton, that's key. And the last thing I'm going to leave you with, I don't know who did the pregame interview with Adrian Griffin, but that was amazing. And to look at a different sport, but when you hear Sean Payton talk about the previous Denver Broncos coach and the accolades and the respect that Griffin gave to Budenholzer, hey, man, it's a great time to be a Bucks fan, and this is a winning culture here. And it's completely different across the board, man.
Absolutely. Thanks for the call, Justin. And I do want to touch on that because I thought there was two very, very interesting things we heard Adrian Griffin asked, and the responses that he gave were the interesting parts prior to this game. So I do want to touch on that when we come back. 122-114 final score. Bucks take down the Miami Heat to get to 2-1 on the season. More after this on Bucks Talk.
All right.
Bucks beat the Miami Heat tonight, 122-114, the final score inside of Fiserv Forum. First road game of the season is going to come up on Wednesday night in Toronto against the Raptors. Getting back to Justin's point on one of the comments from Adrian Griffin prior to this game, the parallels and the comparison he made between Sean Payton, who went out of his way to mention how poorly coached the Denver Broncos that he took over, how poorly coached they were, and how it was one of the worst coaching jobs you had seen in the NFL, versus what Adrian Griffin had to say about Mike Budenholzer, his staff, and what the Bucks went through in the postseason against the Miami Heat. One of the questions from, I believe, Eric Reed of the Miami Heat broadcast team to Griff prior to the game was about Adrian Griffin's interview process. And, you know, the last time these two teams faced, it was in the postseason. And it was the Miami Heat as the 8th seed taking down the Bucks, and that's what ultimately led to this job opening up. So the question was, how much of that did you watch, and what were your thoughts on it, and how much of that came up in your interview with the Bucks? And Adrian Griffin said, look, when I was interviewing with the team, I went through and I watched it. Wasn't so much in real time that I was intently going through this, but as I was going through the process, you go back and you watch those games, and certainly that comes up, and you mentioned some things that you see. I talked about it with John Horst and some of the front office. So in that sense, yeah, it came up. I definitely watched the games in this series, and I said to John and his staff, I think they, being the Bucks, did a lot of great things. I wasn't trying to come in here and reinvent the wheel. My approach was to build on a strong foundation. There was clearly an excellent culture here. Bud is an excellent coach, verbatim. That is an exact quote from Adrian Griffin. Bud is an excellent coach, and he's well-respected. This league is just about change. It's inevitable. I wasn't trying to come in and blow everything up. I'm just trying to add to it. We still have work to do, but this wasn't my job to come in here and say, well, look, I wouldn't have done this, this, and this, and I think you did this wrong. Adrian Griffin approached this as, this isn't a total teardown or rebuild. I think these things are in place. These are things that Mike Budenholzer brought to Milwaukee and instilled. I want to take those things, and I want to take it to the next level. So a very, very different approach from what we heard versus what Sean Payton said when he took over the Denver Broncos. The other thing, though, that I found to be very, very interesting was Adrian Griffin was asked about Jimmy Butler. Because remember, when Adrian Griffin was hired, one of the only things a lot of Bucks fans knew about him was, well, I think he played for the Bucks, which he did. He began his assistant coaching career with the Bucks as well. But Jimmy Butler was maybe the biggest champion of Adrian Griffin for years, having worked with him in Chicago when Butler was a rookie and very young in his career with the Bulls. Jimmy Butler then wanted Adrian Griffin to be hired as head coach when Tom Thibodeau left. Jimmy Butler has credited Adrian Griffin with his development, not saying, hey, I wouldn't. Adrian Griffin's the reason I'm here, but saying Adrian Griffin's been a big part of it. So Adrian Griffin was asked, you know, your experience with Jimmy Butler, what have you seen from him? And he gave an incredibly long and well-thought-out answer that a lot of the things he said to describe Jimmy Butler were very, very similar to what we just heard from Adrian Griffin about an hour ago talking about Giannis. When I think of him, I think of someone who is driven to be successful. He was driven to be an elite player in this league. He had the drive at a young age. I remember when he was a rookie, there were times when he would come up to me and he would say, I want to guard LeBron. I can guard LeBron as a rookie. And Adrian Griffin said, I'm looking at him thinking, like, are you sure? That's LeBron James. But there were times, as a rookie, as a second-year player, he got that assignment, and he did a good job. And that taught me a lesson, that as a coach, you have to believe in your players. Sometimes what we think a player's ceiling is isn't accurate. Now, Jimmy Butler turned himself into a heck of a player. He keeps getting better. It was his drive at a young age. He's willing to do the work to get there. A lot of players want those things. They want the accolades, but very seldom are they willing to do what it takes. Jimmy was one of the hardest workers I've been around, and we heard Griff basically say the same things about Giannis after the game tonight. So those two things, very, very interesting to hear from Adrian Griffin prior to tonight's game. We'll wrap up the show and preview the next game against the Raptors after this on Bucks Talk. Bucks hold off the Heat tonight at Fiserv Forum, 122-114, and now do something they have not done since the fourth preseason game in Oklahoma City against the Thunder. and that is play a road game. So it has been more than 2 weeks since the Bucks will have played a road game, but that happens Wednesday night when they head to Toronto to take on the Raptors. And we mentioned this a couple of times, but just the rather interesting start to the head coaching career of Adrian Griffin, to have your first game against Nick Nurse and the Philadelphia 76ers, who Adrian Griffin won an NBA championship with on his staff with the Raptors. And now your first road game is in that city against the Toronto Raptors. He talked about it a little bit after the game, too, saying, look, I know their coach. I know Darko. I know all of those players. I know what to expect from them. It's a very, very good team. They'll be prepared. And I told our team, we got to be ready for it. But then it also added, it would be nice to get that win in Toronto. We saw the celebration that there was after the win Thursday against the 76ers in the locker room. Saw videos of that come out. And I'm sure we will see something similar if the Bucks are able to take down the Raptors Wednesday night and get Adrian Griffin not only his first head coaching win on the road, but against a team that he had spent so much time with as an assistant coach of the Toronto Raptors. One other thing to make note of. Next home game is going to be Friday night against the New York Knicks. That is part of the in-season tournament. And we will see the City Edition jerseys that night. We will also see an alternate court, as the league has already unveiled all 30 teams, alternate courts that they will use for the in-season tournament. You can see those on NBA.com. Wednesday night in Toronto, that's the Bucks and the Raptors. 6 o'clock tip, 5:30 is when we get started. And as always, right back here afterwards with Bucks Talk.